It's Monday, December 23rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A suspect is dead following a shootout with police Saturday in Chippewa County. The state attorney general calls for stricter gun control laws. Funding for housing development comes to Sawyer County, and the Brewers in Milwaukee approve a stadium lease through 2050. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A suspect is dead following a shootout with police east of Lake Wasota on Saturday evening. The incident began just after 11:30 Saturday evening when Chippewa County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic abuse call in the town of Lafayette. The subject had already fled in a vehicle but was spotted sometime later. Following a chase, the subject crashed near the intersection of County Highway K and 50th Avenue east of Lake Wasota. The subject began firing at police, striking a Chippewa County Sheriff's Office squad car. The Eau Claire Regional SWAT team was called in, and the subject shot at the armored vehicle. Two SWAT officers returned fire, and the subject was hit. EMS was called, and life-saving measures were attempted, but the subject died at the scene. No other injuries were reported. No names have been released. The officers were placed on administrative leave per policy, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is investigating the officer-involved shooting. A 44-year-old woman from Downing has died after her vehicle rolled over on a road west of Prairie Farm on Sunday morning. Bexar County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said a 911 call reported the crash just after 7:30 a.m. Sunday on 2 and 3 Quarters Avenue west of Prairie Farm. The preliminary investigation showed the woman was driving east when her vehicle went off the road and it rolled. The driver was the lone occupant and was found outside of the vehicle. She was flown to Regents Hospital in Minnesota, where she was pronounced deceased. The victim's name has not been released, and the crash was under investigation. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access. Bob Haig has a story.
In an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, the Democratic AG said there are policies he's advocated for.
Right now in Wisconsin, you can sell a firearm out of the trunk of your car to a stranger, and that's totally lawful if it's a private sale, because we only require background checks if it's being done by a federally licensed dealer. I don't think that's a system that upholds our protections and keeps our communities safe.
Others would include restoring a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases and instituting some sort of red flag law.
Fundamentally, to me, the principle is, if there are folks who we know are dangerous and we know pose a danger to others, making sure that there are policies in place that keep firearms out of their hands.
With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the state legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A more than $9.3 million investment will help develop almost 500 housing units across Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced the funding last week, which will go towards the Vacancy to Vitality, Restore Main Street, and Infrastructure Access Loan programs. Housing development projects are in Dane, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Sawyer, and Door counties, and are all getting portions of the funding. Of the more than 17,000 affordable housing units built under the Evers administration since 2019, almost 1,000 can be attributed to the three programs. WEDA has administered over $16 million through the programs for affordable housing. A new lease is approved to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee through 2050. Sean Maloney takes a look.
The vote by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District comes just over a year after Governor Tony Evers signed a stadium funding bill keeping the Crew in Wisconsin. As part of that bill, the state is estimated to contribute about $360 million over the course of 27 years on taxes collected through player salaries. The Brewers will also contribute $110 million, while Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are providing $135 million. Evers called the decision a home run and says he's proud of the bipartisan work that's gone into making sure future generations can root for the Brewers. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.